back in this country, specifically the nation's capital. The tone is getting uglier than normal in Washington as lawmakers argue over funding the health care law, leaving the country just days from a possible government shutdown that polling shows most Americans do not support. Our chief White House correspondent Chuck Todd following it all from our D.C. newsroom tonight. Chuck, good evening.
Good evening, Brian. Another day of dysfunction and squabbling here in Washington as the clock ticks down for the potential government shutdown. Republicans trying to defund the president's health care law to do this shutdown. But guess what? Even if they avert the shutdown, it's a deal that will actually cost you more money.
At a rally in suburban Maryland today, an exasperated president.
We're not going to submit to this kind of total irresponsibility. Congress needs to pay our bills on time. Congress needs to pass a budget on time. Congress needs to put an end to governing from crisis to crisis.
The Republican speaker just as frustrated.
Now, the president says, I'm not going to negotiate. Well, I'm sorry, but it just doesn't work that way.
And time is running out.
Every hour that ticks by puts our country closer to a shutdown.
Tea Party Republicans Ted Cruz and Mike Lee continued to delay the potential compromise, angering members of their own party.
It's not the Republican side that's asking to stall. We only have two Republican senators that are wanting to push this off.
Still, whatever short-term compromise is made, it will cost taxpayers extra money. Here's why. The government saves money when it buys things in bulk, like ordinary people do at a big-box grocery store. But short-term spending bills, like the one Congress is about to pass, means the government has to pay higher retail-like prices.
It is a very poor way of a government, let alone a household, to operate.
And the public's mad. 80% of Americans said they opposed the tactic of using a government shutdown for political leverage.
They really need to get their act together. They're like children.
I'm sick of Congress, both sides, either way. It's just decide what you're going to do.
It seems irresponsible, and I think we want more from our elected officials.
Experts say the larger problem is that Congress hasn't agreed on a real budget for 4 years, forcing these political standoffs and stopgap spending bills.
And we just kind of budget by automatic continuing resolutions, which is a mindless way to do it. It doesn't pick and choose your priorities. It doesn't say what should we fund more of, and importantly, what should we get rid of.
And even if we get past Monday's shutdown deadline, Brian, another one looms. Of course, our nation's credit card is about to be canceled October 17th. The government won't be able to borrow money if they don't raise the debt ceiling. So it'll be a whole here we go again.
Chuck Todd in our D.C. newsroom with all of it tonight. Chuck, thanks.